to the third chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And in the third chapter of Matthew's Gospel, we have something that happened. It never happened before, and it can never happen again. It was the baptism of Christ in the Jordan, the water of the Jordan River. And we're reading at Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. First of all, we're introduced to the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Who was the forerunner of Christ? None other than John the Baptist. And then we have the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus and John enter into conversation. And John said to him, I forbid you. I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. So we have, first of all, the dialogue between John the Baptist and Christ. That's the only recorded dialogue between these two persons that's recorded in the scriptures. Of course, Christ spoke concerning John the Baptist sometimes during his time on earth. But here we have them face to face. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. They were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Here we have the Son. Here we have the Holy Spirit pictured in the dove. And the dove lighting upon Christ. And then we have a voice from heaven. What voice is this? This is none other than the voice of the Father. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What a testimony. Just in a few sentences, we have the testimony of John to Christ. We have Christ's testimony to John of himself. We have the testimony of Jesus to the fact that he would there and then be baptized. We have the sudden opening of heaven. And we had the sudden descending of the Holy Spirit. And we had God the Father, the triune God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and of course, the Father who said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What a testimony. What a glorious testimony concerning the blessed Son of God. That was a day of days in the life of the Savior on earth. But after that, there came the attacks of the devil. And in chapter 4, we read that Jesus was led up of the Spirit. He didn't go out of God's will by going to the wilderness. He went in the fullness of the will of God. But he went for a purpose, that he might be tested of the devil. And at that testing, Christ showed himself to be the impeccable, the sinless, the spotless, the crimeless, and the harmless Son of God. If he wasn't sinless, he couldn't save you from anything. If he wasn't the blessed, unsinning Son of God, he couldn't do anything for us. But thank God he was the unsinning Son of God. He could do no sin, neither was deceit found in his heart or mind or holy soul. We have here elements. There are elements of life, but they are elements that are life because his life was taken. And so we have the breaking of his flesh. And so we have the pouring out of his blood. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lead me to Calvary. May the Lord lead us to Calvary tonight around the table. We'll bow our heads, and some brother will lead us in thanksgiving prayer for the bread, which speaks of the broken body of the Son of God. Amen and amen.